You are watching Supreme Master Television.
Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. We're welcoming you from Los Angeles, California, USA.
Supreme Master Television can be viewed in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hot Bird 6 at 13 degrees east. Airing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, our programs are also available for worldwide viewing online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has helped over 350,000 Burundis to return home. In world news, Japan, the United States, and Europe increase eco-friendly investments. In environmental news, China introduces 2007 Green China Personality of the Year. In animal news, a $1 million US dollar donation was made to take care of retired police dogs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, September 23rd, Lord John Boyd Orr was born in Scotland in 1880. He earned several scholarships for middle and high school education, but it was his scholarship to Glasgow University that introduced him to the lives of the city's underprivileged. Lord Orr was touched by the condition of the children he met there, children who lacked food, clothing, and physical well-being. Eventually, Lord Orr earned a degree in medicine and became a research specialist in food, hygiene, and nutrition. He was a powerful advocate for improving people's health through diet and an astute architect of aiding populations in need through organization of food programs. For his work in improving and coordinating international opinion on food and nutrition, Lord Orr was awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace in 1949. May God continue to bless those who live to improve the lives of others in the spirit of Lord John Boyd Orr.
News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from South Korea. Recently, Typhoon Nari landed on Jeju Island off the southern coast of South Korea, bringing the heaviest rainfall the island has ever seen in just one day. Over 700 people have been affected, with 2,000 houses flooded and 12 people dead or missing. When the typhoon hit, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked local association members to assess the situation. Upon contacting the disaster sites, the relief team in Korea learned that the army carrying out relief work was requesting for more assistance. Our association members quickly traveled to Jeju Island to help in recovery efforts. Let's go on location to Jeju Island, South Korea.
스승님께서 한국의 태풍 나리에 대해서 굉장히 염려하시면서 저희 한국에 제주 태풍 상황에 대한 보고를 지시하셨습니다. 현장에 막상 들어가 보니까 아직까지도 지하실이라든지 여러 집들의 침수 흔적이 아직 남아 있었고 그래서 저희들도 곧바로 청소 및 뻘 제거 작업에 들어갔습니다. 저희들이 오늘 지하주택에 한 군데 청소에 들어갔는데 그 주택 주인은 다리가 부상이 입어서 병원에 있는 관계로 오랫동안 며칠째 집안을 치우지 못하고 있습니다. 무슨 복구 노인이라든지 힘든 주택을 주변 중심으로 해서 저희들이 손길 가장 필요한 곳에 도움을 줄 생각입니다.
예, 난 제주도에서 저 40년 살았거든요. 처음이에요. 이렇게 물 많은 건 처음이에요. 이렇게 도와주셔서 감사합니다. 우리 힘으로는 도저히 해지 못했는데 이렇게 많이 와 도와주셔서 감사합니다.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, our brothers and sisters, and all relief workers who have shown tender care, concern, and provided help for those affected by the typhoon. May heaven bless them so that they may recover quickly to their normal lives. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Flying news. U.S. donates $847 million to Nigeria. The money will support objectives developed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, and Nigeria's National Economic Empowerment and Development Strategy. Specific projects include the prevention and treatment of malaria, AIDS, polio, and tuberculosis, the care and support of orphans, the sustainable development of cassava and cowpea agriculture, and poverty reduction. Thank you, U.S. and USAID, for your devotion to the needs of Nigeria's most vulnerable citizens. May God bless your compassionate endeavors with success.
Fly-in News. United Nations names four new peace envoys. During a ceremony marking the International Day of Peace on Friday, four internationally renowned individuals were honored as new United Nations messengers of peace. They are Jordanian Princess Haya bint al-Hussein, Japanese-American violinist Midori Goto, best-selling Brazilian author Paulo Coelho, and the widely acclaimed conductor-pianist Daniel Barenboim of Israel and Argentina. Congratulations, all new torchbearers of peace. May God bless your noble work to brighten our world with more beauty, goodness, and harmony among all people.
Fly-in News. Ecuador and Argentina broaden relations. Ecuador's President Rafael Correa recently visited Argentina's President Néstor Kirchner in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires. The two presidents signed cooperative agreements concerning public service, mining and oil. They also made plans to work together on questions of agriculture and health. This was President Correa's first official visit to Argentina. Thank you, Your Excellencies, for this cooperative spirit that benefits your nations and the region. May God bless Ecuador and Argentina with peace and prosperity.
Fly-in News. Brazil honors indigenous people. Brazilian President Lula da Silva announced that $270 million will fund various projects for the country's more than 200 different ethnic groups over the next 3 years. The projects include preserving land for inhabitants in the Amazon, as well as supplying water and electricity to remote areas. Thank you, Brazil, for this initiative to preserve the unique and valued cultures of the indigenous people in your country. May God bless their lives with comfort, happiness, and peace.
Flying news. Aid comes to Ethiopia from Spain. Spain has announced the donation of $12.4 million to Ethiopia for development programs that include gender equality, youth employment, cultural diversity, environment and climate change. The Embassy of Spain in Ethiopia and the United Nations country team jointly said that the fund represents a landmark agreement. Thank you and God bless Spain and the United Nations for your generous contribution and loving support for Ethiopia. May heaven bless the Ethiopian people with abundant stability, prosperity, and happiness.
Fly-in news. UK government supports Red Cross appeal with assistance to Ghana. The UK Department for International Development sent £250,000 or $501,000 to help flood victims in northern Ghana. The amount will fund a supply of clean water, sanitation and shelter facilities to 60,000 people who have been most affected. Thank you and heaven bless United Kingdom for your kind assistance to the people of Ghana. We pray that they may soon return to their healthy and normal lives.
Flying news. Cuba to receive UN World Habitat Award. Cuban scientists from the Department for Sustainable Materials and Construction at the Central University of Las Villas have been honored with the World Habitat Award for their work. For the past 15 years, the university research team has developed environmentally sound methods for recycling industrial waste into material for new construction. Housing projects employing their state-of-the-art technology have been built in Latin America and Africa. Congratulations to the Cuban research team at the Central University of Las Villas for this recognition of your successful development of eco-friendly building materials. We hope that builders all over the world will join you in environmentally sustainable solutions.
Fly-in news. Electric company outfits low-income housing with free solar panels. The California-based Pacific Gas and Electric Company is partnering with Habitat for Humanity to install solar electric systems on houses for the needy. PG&E will provide $1.2 million worth of solar technology for Habitat-built homes in its northern and central California service area. The solar arrays have the capacity to generate an estimated 300 kilowatt hours of clean renewable energy from sunlight and financial savings of approximately $500 a year for each household. Thank you and God bless Pacific Gas and Electric and Habitat for Humanity for your innovative partnership. We hope that other developers will take note of your shining example.
Flyin News. Musician Yusuf Islam performs live at Peace Day Concert. On Friday, Yusuf Islam, formerly Cat Stevens, performed live at a Peace Day Concert held in London's Royal Albert Hall. Other performers included Annie Lennox, Corrine Bailey-Ray, James Morrison, Mark Almond and Kate Nash. The musical performances were complemented by messages of encouragement from celebrities such as David Beckham and Jude Law. Thank you, Yusuf Islam, and all participants of the Peace Day concert. May your message of peace resonate in the hearts of all people around the world.
Fly-in news. Billionaire extends philanthropy to children. Billionaire Andrew Forrest, the founder of iron ore company Fortescue Metals Group, has donated $80 million of his personal fortune to the Australians Children's Trust. Mr. Forrest set up the trust in 1997 with a multi-million dollar endowment to help underprivileged Australian children of all backgrounds. Inspired by the philanthropic deeds of the Rockefeller Group, Bill and Melinda Gates, and Warren Buffett, Mr. Forrester hopes his giving will encourage other Australians to philanthropic heights. Thank you and God bless you, Mr. Forrest, for your generous heart. May your efforts help underprivileged children to achieve happiness and comfort.
In humanitarian news, as of August 2007, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, has helped over 350,000 refugees return home to Burundi from refugee camps in Tanzania. The UNHCR is working alongside the World Food Program. Each person returning to his or her homeland is given a cash grant, food packages to last for 6 months, as well as supplies of living essentials. The UNHCR has built over 51,000 houses, 13 health centers, and renovated about 500 classrooms. The organization appeals to the rest of the world to help improve the infrastructure and economic situation in Burundi, thereby helping more refugees return to their homeland. A heartfelt thank you to the UNHCR and the World Food Program for your continued and vital support to the people of Burundi. God bless your endeavors and the lives of those returning to their homeland. Coming up, Japan, Europe, and the United States are increasing their investments to help save the planet. We'll take a moment to give thanks to God for the beautiful deeds by people on our planet. Please stay tuned for noteworthy news to continue. This is Supreme Master Television. Very first experimenting in the oil painting Song of the Sea, natural perfection is evident in Supreme Master Ching Hai's unique and effortless style.
Well, I think everything God created, even a piece of pebble, is perfect in His own way.
To her, everything inside and outside, from heaven to earth, can be the object of depiction. Be it a few old books, a simple piece of fruit, or a sweeping hillside swaying underneath the sun. The latest collection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's paintings, compiled in the book entitled The Collection of the Art Creations, covers 15 new paintings, including Ash the Chain and Summer. Style is so exquisite and refined that each stroke and line represents the very essence of perfect nature. These new masterpieces are like blessed fruits that shower us from above. The book also includes a powerful painting called The Battle Between Yin and Yang. The layout of the book is sequenced by years, allowing us to journey through time, space, and the world of the paintings. And to share the relaxation of a wise sage, the beauty and depth of a poet, as well as the sensitivity and freedom of a nomad. Just like the lunar halo in peaceful time is too expansive to be framed, these paintings have a quality that goes beyond any limitation, shining boundlessly and constantly as the moon. welcome you to enjoy the paintings of Supreme Master Ching Hai in the book The Collection of the Art Creations.
Hello and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Lamberta the Sheep with a gardening tip. Keep old leaves. They can be used to benefit plants in your garden. Place the old leaves at the base of trees and bushes. The leaves help to retain moisture in the soil by reducing evaporation. As they decompose, they add nourishment to the earth. Leaves can also be used in the compost. Happy gardening, and thanks for watching. Here's the weather from around the world.
World news. Companies in Japan, Europe, and the United States are increasing their investments in the business of saving the planet. Japan's Toyota has sold over 1 million Prius hybrid cars, its state-of-the-art eco-friendly car. Through the management of CO2 emissions, the City of London Financial District in the United Kingdom is making billions of dollars in this fast-growing CO2 sector of the economy. In the United States, General Motors has been leading the drive to developing innovative technologies that save energy. Oil companies, car makers, and power generators are increasing their investments in renewables and biofuels. Many thanks to the governments of Europe, Japan, and the United States for your foresight in investing in the green sectors. May heaven bless the Earth's inhabitants with a happy and healthy planet.
In environmental news, China introduces 2007 Green China Personality of the Year. With special support from the United Nations Environment Program, China's government introduced an award called 2007 Green China Personality of the Year. This award will select 10 outstanding contributors from all walks of life to encourage the public to build a greener China. The award's recipients will be announced later in December this year. Thank you and heaven bless China for your efforts to boost public spirit to go green. We'll just go and check on the organic garden. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And animal news, retired police dogs that have served and protected their community in San Francisco, the United States, will now be among the beneficiaries of a $1 million donation made to the city's oldest nonprofit animal shelter. The donation by philanthropist Nina Ireland was made in honor of the deceased leader of the police department's canine unit, Sergeant Daryl Tsujimoto. Besides the retired police dogs, numerous other animals would also benefit from the donation. We send our appreciation to Miss Nina Ireland, the City of San Francisco, and Pets Unlimited Animal Shelter for their fine example of how animals and people working in partnership can show each other mutual respect and kindness.
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai in a joke entitled, What is God's Religion?
There's a 他要住一个公寓，为了自己安自己的家庭到里面住，结果他住不下去，因为那个房东啊，他分别心啊，他看到他黑了，他就不住给他。他就跟上帝说：“哎呀，上帝啊，我本来要跑到那个房子去住，结果他们太分别心了，他们一直问我很多很难的问题，很无理的问题，故意不给我住在那边，那个地方。” 好有分别心啊，上帝啊，上帝就也是摇摇头，就说你别伤心了，我也不敢进去。这个黑的人说啊，你怎么不敢进去那个住宅去呢？上帝就说，我跑到里面，他们又问我信什么宗教，我怎么回答？
And now for our viewers' heartline. This message is from Nella Jerica, who wrote,
Dear Madam, Sir, I live in Cupertino in the Bay Area and just saw your ad in the Metro. Your website and internet TV is very intriguing to me. I'm originally from Germany and have worked extensively in the spiritual area. I'm very grateful to you for developing such a beautiful program. And will be taking a good look at your various offerings. With fond wishes, Nila.
Hello, Nella. Thank you for your warm support. May God bless all your spiritual aspirations and noble endeavors. Do you have a heartline today? If so, please send it in any positive news to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
That's our edition for today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Thank you for watching Supreme Master Television.
For those of you who travel or reside outside of our satellite coverage, our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day online at suprememastertv.com.
Coming up next, more positive TV viewing. We'll see you soon.